Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Feast. Wake up to this altar and your own personal altar daily. Let having a quiet time with God first as you wake up be your lifestyle. Give God about 15 to 20 minutes daily early as you wake up. Set your alarm clock on your phone to wake you up 20 to 30 minutes before your usual waking up. You will soon get used to it. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 13th day in November 2024. 48 days to the end of this year. God shall yet bless you with special blessing every day till the end of this year. In the name of Jesus. Now open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I'm hearing divine exemption. Divine exemption. Yours as the angel of destruction passed over Egypt, killing all the firstborn of Egypt. But the people in Goshen, covenant children of God in Goshen, were exempted. Their firstborn did not die. I prophesy on your life. There shall be no evil happen to you. You will enjoy divine exemption of God, your spouse, your children, your family, your work, and everything concerning you. Evil will have struck and gone before your arrival. You will have left the same and gone away before the arrow of death will strike. There shall be no mourning or misfortune in the home of any TPHF members throughout the whole world. Who is this? Someone close to you is very sick, sick unto death. There is fear and anxiety if he will survive. It is either your wife, your husband, brother, or sister, your son or your daughter, somebody close to you. I don't know whom I'm addressing. God asked me to tell you, he or she will not die. I command the hand of death to be removed. I prophesy life. He will live in Jesus' name. In few hours' time, this person will jack back to life and live. Listen, let's take this prophetic action today. If you can take it now, do so. If it is not convenient for you, then when it is more convenient, do so. Let's do this. It drops into my spirit now. Pour water, ordinary water, in a cup or a bowl. Go to your water basin, your kitchen, your bathroom, or even outside. Use that water to wash your face. Yes, use your right hand and take that water to wash your face. First, in John chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, Jesus Christ spat on the ground, made a little clay to anoint the blind man's eyes. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went, he washed, he came back saying, we are replicating this today as led of God. Wash your face with that water, mop it, and put your right hand on your face. As I begin to pray, I speak to your life. Your eyes are opened, both naturally and spiritually. From now, you begin to see difficult things to see before. God will open your inner eyes. You shall start seeing the unnatural. You will see your ram in the thicket. You will see your hidden riches. You shall see your destiny helpers. You shall locate your place of honor, respect, and esteem. You shall see, oh yes, you shall see what is difficult to be seen naturally. Evil scales over everyone's eyes shall drop. Luke 24, verse 31. The Bible says, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him. May your mind eyes open. May your spiritual eyes open. May your vision eyes open. May your financial eyes open. Everyone with problems with sight, cataracts, glaucoma, poor vision, unable to read well, pain in the eyes, watery, reddish, physical eye challenge. You are healed now. Blind or partially blind, wash with that water again. You are healed now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, blind eyes are opening. Pains are disappearing. Check it. Try to see. You are okay. Send your testimonies. Next week shall be for testimonies. Oh yes, when you start seeing the fulfillment of this prophetic action and prophetic prayers, send your testimonies to us. November 13th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You shall live a good, fulfilled, and blessed life till you are 120. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's rush. First issue for teachings today. Good morning, our spiritual dad. Please, can you educate us on the number of days to stay at home if someone loses his or her spouse before returning to work? Wow, why I commiserate with anyone that have experienced this unfortunate situation of losing one's spouse. We don't want it, but it does happen. I know different tradition and culture have their prescription for things like this. But as children of God, born again in Christ, we know the scripture, we should not mourn for too long, knowing that our loved ones, if they pass and they were in Christ, are not dead, but only slept, we shall meet again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 said, we should not sorrow like others. So, as soon as we gain strength, a few days, 1 week, 2 weeks maximum, please return back to your normal activities. After all of us shall pass one day. When my first and only daughter, Esther, went to be with the Lord in November 2011, 5 days after bagging her master's degree in the University of Ibadan, I did not stay at home or off duty for one day. It pained me, but I knew I'm a Christian and I have a testimony to defend. So I did not sorrow like others. So depending on individuals' faith and our understanding of the Bible, there should be no sitting at home, crying, sobbing, sorrowing, and people coming to console us. No, no, no. That would be a bad testimony of being a child of God. Next, Daddy, good evening. Sir, Daddy, this is urgent because I don't want to rob myself of God's blessing. What should I tithe? My gross, net, or after deduction? Please, it is very urgent. I'm a civil servant. Thank you, Daddy. Wow, I have thought on this severally here. Well, new people are joining us, and some of us don't even listen to Turning Point every day, which is bad. You will be missing a lot if you are not listening to Turning Point consistently daily. Now, as a civil servant or salary earner, your tithe is on gross earning or the deduction, be it payee, pension, loan, union fee, cooperative, or so. They are deductions. They are part of your income, but deducted by law and also by your permission. So your tithe is on gross income. But if you have a business you are running, your tithe is on the net profit of the business, which is your gross profit minus the running cost, what is called overhead. What is left is your net profit. Pay tithe on it, whether it is big, medium, or small. Pay tithe, even on gift, money gift, on rent, pay tithe, on dividends, and so on. All that comes to you as income, please tithe on them. Hope is clearer now. Next, our brother that asked whether to marry a distant relations, many people have responded. The summary of all they said is that please don't marry her. Respect your culture and tradition. No one has a different view. So please take to the council. Look for someone else to marry. All right? One person even said, we are not in China here. Wow. Next. Good morning, my lovely dad. I'm a member and a lover of TPGF from Benin. I am a mother of 4 sons and none of them is married yet. Dad, I have prayed as you taught us to pray on this platform. And I have told God I have nowhere else to go to seek for help or solution. So dad, help me, sir. Wow, I love your resolution. Nowhere else to go outside of Jesus Christ, outside of God and his word. They will all get married. What I don't know is whether they have viable jobs. Young men of today want to have a stable income before thinking of marriage. I also hope that they are born again and they are born again children of God. Do all you can to connect them to TPGS family, to listen daily to this ministration, taking all the prophetic actions as we are led to take. Like today, we are led to use water to wash our faces, and God will make us begin to see the unseen and the miracles. Go on with your warfare prayers as taught you. One by one, very soon, they will all get beautifully married, bearing you your grandchildren. I love you. Be blessed. Today is the Prayer Mountain program in our Abuja Center, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Usual time, 12 to 2 p.m. Telephone numbers to engage for more inquiry, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, don't miss Prayer Mountain tomorrow at Ikeja. Don't let transport fare or cost of petrol hold you. Don't be discouraged by anything. In two services, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service, attend the one that is most convenient for you. Many people even attend the two, and they are blessed. We will give you an anointed mantle free in praying and releasing miracles through the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow prayer focus and Abuja prayer focus is the same. We are doing anointing for overtaking grace. Come to be taught, to be led in prayers, to be prayed for, to be anointed and imparted for the overtaking grace. You will pursue, you will possess, you will overtake and recover all. The same two services we hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo Center, Akure Center, Port Harcourt Center, and Uyo Akwa Ibom State Centers. All TPGF members in all these cities, locate our centers and start attending. Everyone coming, don't miss any. Let the anointing build up. Let the grace build up. Invite other people to join you. It will change you. It will bless you. Pay your tithe and your seed. I touch on tithe again today. No, these are the covenant work with God till we see Jesus in glory. Tithing and sowing seed, they are part of our work with God. Therefore, do them diligently and devotedly and cheerfully. You are hearing the testimonies of those that are faithful in tithing, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, and the seed of 11-11-11 we are doing this month. Please do so for the commission's account. Send a chat message, or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. For all listeners in UK, use the HSBC account, and for all doing theirs in dollars, in euro, in Canadian dollars, ask for the detail of our PayPal account. Our PayPal is very active and working. Use them. The Lord that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I prophesy to everyone's life today, go and do well, go and do good. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.